Monday morning DJ Josh Hobson, Park City Council Member Tim Henney, who also co-hosts The Mountain Life, and Park City Planning Commissioner Steve Joyce, who is a fill-in co-host on a couple of the station's public affairs programs, will all be leaving the airwaves temporarily as they each intend to file to run for public office. KPCW General Manager Larry Warren put the three on notice of his decision this week after he had consulted with KPCW's attorney as well as other station managers from across the country.
This gives all three of them exposure on the air that other future candidates will not have access to because they don't have an association with KPCW. And there is an equal time obligation under Section 315 of the Communications Act, and that's the law that we have to follow.
As an FCC licensee, KPCW is required to follow Section 315, which Warren says is very clear.
Anyone who is on our air who is a qualified candidate for office, you have to provide equal time to any other candidate who's running for that same office. Here we are in a situation where, so far, all three declared candidates are on our air from time to time, some more regular than others. And that creates an issue of unfairness in the sense that they get better name recognition throughout the voters of Park City because they're on the air.
The station, he says, is concerned about fairness to all.
In the interests of fairness to any future candidates and to keep us out of our obligations to let everybody else on the air on a regular basis, we are asking all three to go on hiatus, and all three are very comfortable with that decision. And so, regretfully, you won't hear them on our air except in their official capacity.
That means that you may still hear Joyce and Henney on the local news hour as representatives of the Planning Commission and City Council. 4 years ago, Henney maintained his co-hosting duties when he filed for office, but he shouldn't have. The issue, Warren says, became much more apparent when three KPCW hosts said that they were planning to file for elective office this year.
In the name of consistency, we should have had this policy 4 years ago. My bad for not having it, but we need to correct it now, and that's the result.
After the filing window ends June 7th, both Hobson and Henney will take a hiatus from their shows until at least August 15th if they don't make it through the primary, if one should be needed, or after the general election, November 7th. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.